I remember learning as a kid about Leif Erikson, the explorer who, as the story goes, crossed the Atlantic to North America. That was based on oral histories. But a new study published in Nature finds that Vikings were living in Newfoundland, Canada, exactly 1,000 years ago. Yeah, 1021. Joining us now is Catherine Cornai, a science writer who covered this for the New York Times. And Catherine, you say this has to do with some very old trees and people known as dendrochronologists?
Indeed. So dendrochronologists, it's a bit of a mouthful, but these are people who study tree rings. So what this team did is they focused on three pieces of wood that were found at this Viking settlement in Newfoundland, which is modern-day Canada, of course. And these pieces of wood had all been cut with a metal tool. And that means that, you know, there was an axe or a sword. And at the time, the Vikings were the only ones who used metal tools in that region. So the indigenous people did not use metal tools. Scientists knew immediately that this was a sign that the Vikings had processed these pieces of wood. So what they did is they really honed in on the individual tree rings. So they actually cut out tiny, tiny bits of wood from each individual ring. And the real secret here was that something that happened on the sun changed the chemistry of some of those tree rings.
Yeah, and it has something to do with the solar storm?
Exactly. But these events are really rare. They happen only every couple hundred years, maybe every couple thousand years. So it was quite fortunate that there was one that happened just around the time of the Vikings.
So how do we get from AD 993 to 1021?
So the way it works is that in these pieces of wood, the researchers found the exact tree ring that correlated with 993, just about the time that the solar storm happened. And from there, they simply counted tree rings outwards until they got to the bark. And the bark, of course, is the last tree ring. There's no more beyond that. That's the time when the wood was felled. So by simply doing some math of 993 and counting the number of tree rings outwards, that's how they got to 1021.
How was this wood preserved?
Well, it laid at the site for centuries. And then researchers, when they excavated the site in the 1960s, they preserved some of it in a freezer to basically prevent it from decaying. And they had great foresight. They thought maybe scientists in the future will want to analyze these pieces of wood when we have, of course, more advanced technologies. And that's what exactly this team has done.
And are there clues to this time? They sailed, I would gather, from Greenland and lived in Newfoundland 1,000 years ago and then maybe left for somewhere else. Do we know anything about this journey directionally?
We don't. So there are amazing oral histories, you know, the Viking sagas, that give some hints. But to my knowledge, we have not found any other definitive sites in the Americas that show evidence of Viking settlement. So I think this work will really push researchers to try to find those sites.
So the technology at the center of this that allows for very specific dating of wood using tree rings, is this a technology we can use to, you know, dig into the history of other cultures and other places in the world?
Absolutely. So any culture that left some sort of imprint on wood, this same technique could be used to pinpoint specific dates there.
That's Catherine Cornai, a science writer who covered this for the New York Times. Fascinating to talk about this, Catherine. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Much appreciated.